The Wichita State Shockers went 26-6 this year and earned a 14th seed in the women's NCAA tournament, which gets underway this weekend. Joining me is Shockers head coach Jody Adams, who led Wichita State to a second consecutive tournament appearance. Jody, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks. Appreciate y'all having me.
You are matched against Penn State, a 3 seed, on Sunday. How do you like your team's chances?
You know, I like our chances a lot. They have that seniority, and 4 starters for them being seniors, where we only have 1 senior on our team, period. So there's a little bit more of experience, you know, with the Penn State team. Part of what they have that we don't have is probably the size. That's the biggest difference that I see. But we're going to stick to our guns and how we have had success throughout the season and, you know, and take our Shocker defense and our mentality to Penn State.
You have had a strong season, of course, but the men's team at Wichita State is a number 1 seed. They've been in the limelight all year long. Does their success help or hinder you in what you're trying to accomplish on the women's side?
Oh, I think it helps. You just have to really appreciate what the men have done. They have history way back to, you know, who knows when, when they went to the Final Four the first time. We're creating history right now. We would love to be like them one day and get a 1st seed and be able to venture into that Final Four. But right now we are where we are. You know, we've gotten to the dance last year, and okay, now we know what that's like. Well, we want to get further now. So we're going to be greedy, and we want more now.
You were the starting point guard on Tennessee's 1991 championship team, so you played for the winningest college coach, Pat Summitt. You also played for the one-time winningest high school coach, Jim Smitty. I wonder how that experience translates into your coaching and translates to your players.
No, I think it does. Coach Smitty, he was special. My high school coach, he was ahead of his time. We played against guys in practice. You know, we played man-to-man defense, and our offense was screen and roll. There wasn't anything complex. We weren't running the triangle, or, you know, we weren't running the chin offense or anything like that. But it was very simple, but it was basketball. And then you have the pleasure of going to play for someone great like Pat Summitt and to learn her winning ways. And it was all about getting out of your comfort zone. I mean, I felt like every day I walked into her practice, I was on the edge. I would make a choice. You quit? Or are you going to compete today? You know, and when you chose to compete, you know, you got better. And if you chose to quit, you didn't like the repercussions of quitting. So we chose to compete. And those are the things as a coach today, you know, I want to pass on to my student athletes.
Do you have a long-term plan for making the team better and better over the years, or is it a season-by-season challenge?
No, I think you look at long-term. You know, entering into my 5th year, coming in at the bottom, and we had never had any history of winning any sort of championship, but, you know, not even the Piggly Wiggly Classic. We hadn't even gotten first in it. So I wanted to change the environment. You know, we got to continue to bring greatness here in recruits, you know, that want that, that want to win, and are just not settled to going to the NCAAs and not competing in our first game. We want to compete against Penn State. If we play our best and we play a complete game, then we have our chances. Our chances are as good as anybody's. Why not?
I don't want to inject anything negative into this conversation, but it sounds like your voice is about to give out. That's not something that you want to have happen as the tournament begins.
No, it sounds fair. If you had talked to me 2 days ago, you were like, have you been smoking cigarettes or something? But I did. I sounded just horrible. But it's actually better.
Good.
I feel a lot better.
Jody Adams is the head coach of the Wichita State Shockers. Jody, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate you guys having us.